Leslie Dunton Downer is back to talk about the global reach and global roots of English. She will be here every day during the membership drive at this time to talk about words we're speaking and how they found themselves as part of this language. She is the author of The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. And as part of this, we have a project for all of you. Leslie, welcome back to WNYC. We're asking listeners to propose non-English words that are needed in English. We just haven't realized it yet. So to all our multilingual listeners, post your suggestions. This is an online contribution. Post your suggestions for words in another language that you think will become a part of global English or should to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Leslie, in your book, you write about several words that have made the trip already, like shampoo.
That's a great one. That actually came from Hindi, and in Hindi it had to do just with the idea of massaging. Champo meant to massage or knead or press the flesh. It was brought into English by a Bengali person who decided to set up a business offering a treatment to clean the body and scalp of people, giving them vapor baths, and eventually was used by hairdressers just to refer to the idea of cleaning the scalp.
And now it's recognized as an English word, but one used in many non-English-speaking countries?
That has also globalized, but especially in the 1930s when companies like Procter & Gamble manufactured shampoo that was made from non-soap material, so people around the world became familiar with the word. In fact, even in India now, people buy shampoo and don't necessarily think of it as a word connected to their original word.
So in as non-English, out as English. There are other words like that, right?
There are other words like that. Another example is safari, which English took from Swahili. And in Swahili, which is spoken in East Africa, another language that absorbs a lot of words, they had taken the idea safar, travel, from Arabic, and they put an I on the end of it, safari, to talk about travel. But when English speakers thought of safari, they were really thinking of the sense of traveling inland to explore Africa, to hunt, to do scientific research. So in English, it has that sort of feel of an exotic or interesting trip. And now, I guess, with Apple, it has the search engine idea as well, safari.
And bikini is another one. And disco. Disco?
Disco. Americans heard the word discotheque in France after World War II in the 1950s and shortened it to disco. Now, I think around the world, people recognize disco over discotheque. So that has become an important word. And bikini came from Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific, where the United States tested an atom bomb in 1946, just after the war, and it made explosive news. And designers were very inspired by that idea of the explosive news and also the smallness, the idea of particle physics. And scientists who had been working on particle physics, that really gave designers the idea of making very small objects like the bikini and the miniskirt.
On our global website, WNYC.org, Elizabeth from Oaxaca nominates the Spanish expression, ya basta, which means enough is enough, taken up by English. And Johan from London writes, I would like to nominate the Swedish word, lagom, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's L-A-G-O-M, so I'll say lagom, which translates roughly to just the right amount.
That might be pretty useful these days.
So, interesting. Both quantity suggestions, just the right amount and enough is enough. Lagom and ya basta. Is it a two-step process, how they got into English and then got universally used? Is there a big gap in those times?
Well, it really depends. It can depend on the word. I think safari is an interesting example of that because English has plenty of words for the idea of travel, but we really wanted that special flavor of travel at a certain time in the early 20th century when the great white hunters were using the word safari to talk about their trips. And the meaning has changed a lot now. You can have safaris that have nothing to do with hunting. You can go on a photographic safari. So when the word globalizes, it also takes with it a stamp of new meaning that's given by its speakers. So if English speakers adopt words from other languages, they also end up transforming the meaning to some extent before they ship it out again.
By the way, listeners, the Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news with New York Times food columnist Mark Bittman today talking about the Food Matters Cookbook, his follow-up to his best-selling book, Food Matters, A Guide to Conscious Eating. And on Please Explain, two experts discuss the etiquette of dating. So the Leonard Lopate Show coming up, as usual, right after the 12 o'clock news. Leslie Dunton Downer, author of The English is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. She's joining us every day at about 11:55 during the membership drive. So that'll be through next week. And again, we're taking your suggestions online for words from other languages, words or phrases, that you think should become part of English. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to submit one. And Leslie, in our last few seconds, you write about languages as magic glasses. What do you mean by that?
Well, languages, different languages give you a different way to experience and interact with the world. So English has become an unusual language in the sense that it's now spoken all around the world in so many different sectors of life that people who speak English are actually able to participate in a global conversation, which is something quite unique to the history of languages in the world.
Well, Mark from Manhattan suggests that we incorporate the Hindi word Paka, or Paka, P-A-K-K-A, which translates to the real thing. And so I'll say, Leslie Dunton Downer, you are Paka.
Thanks a lot.
So we look forward to having you back all next week as we learn more about things like bikini and safari and disco.
Thanks, Brian.
Leonard Lopate, right after the news. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.